Welcome to the Dandy Dan podcast. We finished Moon Knight. That's what I was about to get to. Let me lower this because the music is a bit too loud for me to hear you. But like I was going to say was, our topic is going to be Moon Knight. Have you read any of his comics, bro?
No.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, what did you think of the show before I would talk about anything of the comics?
The pacing's pretty good.
Okay, so did you know most of our friends didn't really... They didn't think it was going to be good, and they didn't even want to waste their time watching it.
Yeah, but they're losers.
Like, granted, if you just came off of watching the Batman, it's not that hype. You know, Batman was way cooler watching it. But I'm actually, I don't know, because that last episode reached kind of the Batman hypes for me, for hype. I was mad hype when I saw that ending, bro. But anyways, all right, I guess, should we just go episode by episode? I don't think that I even remember.
You don't even need to.
You don't think so?
No, because, like, at first, in the beginning, it was like a introduction to the person. But it wasn't, like, that great, because, you know, it's like an introduction. Like, they're just always soft introductions for everything.
So, I mean, yeah, that's what, like, I think it wasn't until, like, well, no, they introduced Khonshu pretty early on. But, like, there wasn't anything Moon Knight happening, I think, until, like, the...
second episode.
Yeah, the second episode. The first episode was very, mysterious.
Yeah, it's like, he was, like, investigating type stuff. Like, it was, like...
yeah, because it was going through the day in life of Stephen Grant. So, like, you were going everything through Stephen Grant's perspective of, like... you know, you just work at a museum, and you're just like some lonely loser who can't find a girl or whatever. And then every time you start like dating or even attempting to do anything with your life, days of your life are gone. Because like that's one of the things that he just doesn't understand what's happening is that he would like sleepwalk or something. So he ties himself to his bed and does all this stuff in his room. So... to prevent himself from leaving or whatever. Because in his eyes, he just has some kind of weird sleepwalking thing. And then sometimes his sleep would last for days or whatever. That's what he thought. And then it is slowly revealed that that's not what's going on. And in fact, there's like a different personality to him or something. It's very weird. I don't know. What did you think about like the way they did his multiple personalities?
You didn't understand he had multiple personalities until like two episodes in?
Till the second episode.
Till the second episode. Like, you just thought he was just a weirdo.
I had no idea what to think. And not to mention, like, because I already knew he had split personalities, but it's not done like how it is in the comic books.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to explain it. But from what I've read, and I think I've only read the 2013 up to the 2015 run of Moon Knight. So I haven't read anything before that. I think I might have read the 2008 one, but whatever. From what I've read, though, Moon Knight reads very differently than how he is portrayed in the TV show. So in the Moon Knight comic book, it's done like episodically. So that's why we would never have seen this weird interaction with his other personalities, because in the way of like Moon Knight of the comic book, it would be like phases. So like they would just show you like him investigating and it's Mr. Knight, and then when he's beating the shit out of people, it would be like Moon Knight, and then, you know, sometimes he's Mark Spector when there's like relationship stuff going on. But like, you know what I mean, like, it's really weird the way they do it in the comic books. And also, from what I understood, I'm not sure if maybe I misinterpreted it, but from what I read in the comic books, it seemed like Khonshu created the split personalities. Like, Khonshu broke his mind because he's a fucking eldritch being, right?
Yeah.
So when he entered him, he broke his mind into these different personalities. And also because he's the moon god, and the moon god himself has different personalities in the comic books. He has, like, different personalities based off the different phases of the moon. But I think the way they redid his... there's a lot of stuff that they redid for the show that I think was done better than how they would have done it in the comic books. Well, in the comic books, Moon Knight, or I should say Mark Spector, was actually like a millionaire from all his black market mercenary deals that he was doing. He's rich as stuff. He's so rich that he buys all these items. So he has like, he's basically Bruce Wayne rich or whatever, right? So he has like, you know, self-driving limos. He has like fucking air drones and stuff, glide drones or something that like carry him to places. They're like, it's like a jetpack thing that he's like gliding on, like a jet glide or something, I guess. He also has like all these other gadgets. He has a lot of gadgets that he buys, and then he also buys magical items to fight magically related creatures. So that's how he did it in the comic books. Damn, bro, are you asleep?
No.
I was talking about the differences compared to the Moon Knight in the comics compared to the show. In the comic, Moon Knight buys everything because he's rich, but he doesn't do that in the show. In the show, those are part of his powers or something. Like he has superpowers in the show, where I think in the comic books, he doesn't really have superpowers other than he can resurrect. Like he can't die. Other than he can't die, he doesn't have superpowers. Or at least that's what the impression that I was under in the comic books. But I feel like they changed that.
In the comic books? Yeah, obviously they did, because it has to be for cinema.
No, I feel like they changed it, or the show.
Yeah, they did.
Well, it's because they know that they have to dumb it down. They can't just have, like, all this weird multi-shit. Like, the fact that... Okay, the way they did it in the show, it makes more sense, and it adds more depth to the character of Mark Spector. Dude, there's, like, no depth to Mark Spector in the comic books. Dude, like, the only thing you know about him is that he fucking was a mercenary. He died near Khonshu's tomb or whatever, or the altar of Khonshu, got resurrected, and that he has, like, a girlfriend or something. And that's, like, the girlfriend's probably his only emotional, like, connection. But they don't tell you, like, he had a fucked up childhood, and that's the reason why he joined the military. All this stuff that they said in the TV show was not said in the comic book. They didn't give him that much. I don't feel like they gave him that much depth as a character like that. Like, they gave him a lot of depth as a Moon Knight, but not like what happened before Moon Knight. They don't really talk about that. Or at least from what I read, they haven't. Maybe in the earlier issues that I haven't read, they did. But the ones that
I
read...
They did for like... I'm guessing they obviously did something like this before. That's why it's there.
The what?
So like, I'm guessing the older issues have more interaction with his past life.
Maybe. But like, from what... Look, maybe. From what I saw in the TV show, I feel like the TV show has recreated his background, because I don't think he was a child of abuse, and he didn't have a split personality until after he met Khonshu in the comics, from what I've read. But I think that the way they did in the TV show is better, because like, comics are a lot of instances, comic books can become convoluted because they get so many writers in the pot that it gets confusing sometimes. Like, look at Hawkman from DC.
Yeah, no one knows who the fuck he is.
Dude, they've tried to reboot and make sense of his storyline so often. And the thing is, when the issue that these comic book people have is that first of all, they got like the head honchos telling them what to do, right? So like, they would be like, look, Hawkman has this really great storyline with his girlfriend, Hawk Woman or whatever, or Hawk Girl. We want you to implement that because it sold really well into your reboot. We want you to do this, this, and this, but you need to change this. That was confusing. But then you're like, but the whole way that the originally worked for that story that you want me to do, it had that weird, confusing storyline. Now I have to change that, but somehow still include something else. So that's how comics are always convoluted, is that they have several different times that they would reboot it, because even though this guy made changes, it still wasn't enough. This character is still confusing as shit, and they keep still trying to say like stuff that they wrote previously.
I don't even think they can connected. Bring back Hawkman.
Like, dude, good luck trying to bring back Hawkman. Actually, I heard, and it's fucking fucked up, but I think it was during the New 52 or something, but there was a guy that he actually was doing a really good job with Hawkman, but it got canceled because of the New 52. They were having miscommunications between the editors and the writers that all the writers started quitting, so they had to reboot everything. And when they rebooted everything, they had to cancel Hawkman. But anyways, we're getting off topic. The point is, I think that the way they remade Moon Knight to make sense for the TV show was a great idea. The fact that he was, you know, that he had these traumatic experiences that caused him to have multiple personalities. Although I still
they didn't do like so what the show basically done. They had to do a god introduction of all them, right? They show you the gods. They show you they can punish the gods. So they're not almighty, omnipotent creatures like that. Except for like, but like, they didn't show much of the creatures that like you know, dream creatures or like demons or any of that. They only showed like.
Well, that's I think that's because they want to keep that to Doctor Strange.
They want to keep that to Doctor Strange, but they have to like, they wanted to show off all the major heavy stuff of Moon Knight first, so they can get you in the door of Moon Knight, and then they can like do more shows.
Well, later. Actually, I think that the reason that they were doing Moon Knight and I think I saw like a video about this, was because Moon Knight is explaining why there was no gods.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, like the gods would have affected their universe substantially.
Yeah.
But so they didn't have any gods.
How are they gonna introduce the Greek gods?
Well, that's the thing.
How are they gonna introduce the Greek gods when they brought the Eternals?
No, because the Eternals were there when the gods were around. Yeah. Interacted with them.
I want to see Hercules, man. I want to see Hercules in Marvel right now.
Dude, I don't even know how they're going to bring him in. Because the way they've been writing Thor is using Hercules' personality. So
I think they could totally pull it off.
I have no idea how they're going to do it. And totally I don't want to be the guy thinking about it. I don't know. But like,
it's easy, bro. But
Moon Knight definitely has opened up for other pantheons to come in. Because they started talking about how like, oh, yeah, like, people just stopped worshipping us, and then we were like, there's just no point to be here anymore. So we all just left to our god dimension that's, like, timeless. Which that kind of brings us into, like, focus, like, wait, there are god dimensions outside of time.
Yeah.
And they just did the Loki show where Kang's weird universe, the TCA, is outside of time.
Yeah.
Does that mean... Did Kang influence them to leave? Did he fuck up the time when they were here so they could leave and then he could fucking create the universe in his image with the timeline in the infinite timeline?
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Like, I think all the gods left and then that dude kind of took over with the TBA. Because if the deities aren't there, deities are timeless. They're like timeless entities.
Dude, just fucking Khonshu, and there's an episode in the show where Khonshu just reverses time to like 12,000 years ago so they could look at a skylight.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. That was a cool scene. But yeah, getting to that, I think in the comic books, I think I mentioned this several times, but yeah, in the comic books, I'm only bringing this up again, is because in the comic books, Khonshu's mind, right, is because he's living inside Mark Spector's body or whatever as his avatar. He destroys his brain because it has to be recreated to fit a celestial being in it, right?
Yeah.
And that's why he has multiple split personalities. But then also, because of that, like, Moon Knight can't be mind-controlled.
Yeah.
Which I think...
The mind of a god.
Yeah, because he has, like, the mind of a god. Or the mind created or recreated to be fitting a god. So, like, his mind is just not, like, you cannot mind-control him. If you try to mind-control him... You'll become insane, or whatever.
Or he gets in your head.
Yeah, because like, yeah, he's basically like super powerful or whatever in his mind.
Yeah, that's why he's like a weird. See, that's where it gets interesting because like, with that shit happening with his mind, you get these cool dream sequences when he goes into the dream realm, fighting creatures and fighting.
Yeah, he fights
otherworldly beings in the dream realm, and he's like in the name Moon Knight. He's like creature of the night, so he's gonna be attacking things.
It's funny because he's basically like Batman. That's why he's Moon Knight. He like runs. He only attacks people at night.
I feel like he does more than Batman because Batman's just a person with money.
Oh yeah, Batman doesn't do any of the shit that Moon Knight does. Yeah, he can't because Moon Knight fights like gods and deities and
like if you drop Moon Knight in the DC world, he'd probably kill Darkseid.
Whoa.
Yeah, he'll probably. I was joking. I just messaged you guys.
Well, I don't know. Well, in the DC universe, they don't have like the mythological gods. Oh yeah, no, they do. Never mind.
They do.
I just remember they had.
But Moon Knight beats ass, bro. So if he goes in there, he's probably gonna kick a lot of ass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure.
Especially with that third personality of his.
Well, the... No,
Avengers.
Bro, just the fact that he can't die fucks up everything.
Yeah.
And then in, if they're doing it the way the TV show is, where in the TV show he has, like, super strength and can fly.
Yeah.
And he can't die. He's basically, like, Superman.
He's the
he's fucking mega
nighttime
powerful.
Superman.
He is mega powerful in the fucking TV show. Dude. But it makes sense because he's
also he's magic, so he actually can't kill Superman. So
yeah, he fucking just use Moon Knight
magic. Just Moon Knight magic on him and kill him.
Yeah, he'd just be like
and then he circumcises.
Dude, he would probably glow green and then just be like, I'm using the power of the Kryptonian moon against you. Like some bullshit.
Bro, he'll like absorb all the Kryptonian rocks of their moon.
He'll just reverse time, go back to where Krypton existed, absorb all the moonlight, and then shoot it at fucking Superman.
Shoot him with Kryptonian moonlight, and then he goes, ugh! And he like gets stage 5 fucking Kryptonian cancer.
Okay, so I didn't really know this. But I've recently found out that, you know, Apocalypse cannot be killed the same way twice.
Yeah.
So like I guess he's like immortal or whatever.
Yeah.
So every time they take him down, like they kill him or whatever, he will come back later, and they can't kill him the same way they did before.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I just thought that was interesting.
Well, that he can't be killed but same time twice.
Yeah, the same way twice.
That's annoying.
Oh, and here's another thing. Okay, so people were like, "Oh man," there's like this thing I heard where they were talking about Superman. And they were like, oh, man, Homewrecker would kill Superman. Superman's just too nice. Or Homewrecker or Omni-Man could beat the shit out of Superman. Like, there's a lot of people saying that. And I'm like, no, he wouldn't.
Omni-Man?
Yeah, Omni-Man or maybe Omni-Man, because Omni-Man fought other superheroes.
No. Like, Omni-Man species works similar to the... What is that creature you said earlier? Can't get killed. Well, can't get killed twice?
Oh, Apocalypse.
Yeah, so Omni-Man species works like similar to Apocalypse. So if they get damaged a certain way,
oh yeah, he will like evolve.
Yes, like that's why his son was able to take beatings.
Well, okay, so
over time,
I still think that Superman would probably kill him too. But
if he survives Superman,
Superman has survived Apocalypse. But anyways, what I was getting to was what was his name? Is his name Homewrecker?
Homewrecker?
What is his name? Yeah. He's Home Something, right? The guy from The Boys, Home Something. Homecoming?
I do not know.
Dude, I do not remember that
He's
guy.
He's so basic. He's like a blonde white guy with an American flag on his chest.
Who is the superhero from The Boys who's Superman? Homelander.
Oh, Homelander.
Bruh. See, I was like Homecoming? Anyways, Homelander. There was a lot of people saying that Homelander could beat Superman. And it's just... No, but it's funny because in Homelander's universe, he is literally the only being who's as powerful as himself. There's, like, nobody who's as powerful as him in their universe, right?
He can still receive damage, though, right?
No, what I'm saying is that Superman literally has fought other Kryptonians, has fought Apocalypse, has fought other people who are literally just as powerful as him and beat them. So Homelander fighting Superman would just get whopped. Because he's never fought anybody who has the same abilities as him.
Yeah. Also, getting laser doesn't hurt Superman.
Yeah, that is. Well, it doesn't hurt Homewrecker either.
I already know what's going to happen. Superman's just going to rip off his head or send him to the time
Superman zone. Doesn't do shit like that. He doesn't kill people.
He probably just going to send him to land of Zod, and then Zod will, like, molest Homelander.
Yeah, he will send him into the Phantom Zone.
He send him to the Phantom Zone.
Where you get butt raped by
Zeno Zod is like... Another piece for the puzzle.
The nice white boat.
No, please, no.
Man's butt.
Homelander cries at night, getting molested by Zod.
I just want the titty milk of my fucking agent.
Bro, if Omni Man was there, Homelander would have been fucked. He would have decked his shit.
Oh yeah, I think Omni Man.
Yeah,
probably...
Omni Man would have instantly killed him. Because
he'd
go after him
out of the fake Justice League movies. Or
dude, he kills people. He kills the heroes to make the planet weak, so his species can invade. Right?
Yeah.
He'll automatically kill Homelander and the whole facility, for not giving a fuck. Homelander is like I think he's like an antisocial sociopath. So he doesn't function.
that well.
Yeah, he's. It's really weird.
Yeah, so he can't truly evolve.
I don't know. I don't like when they compare these different franchises like that.
Different franchises, different genres, and different types of dark media.
It's like when people compare One Punch Man to Dragon Ball or whatever, and they're like, well, One Punch Man can defeat Goku.
No, that's comedic, and the other one's action. So exactly. It just doesn't click. And it's not even like, yeah, Goku has like comedic components in it. But
the whole point of One Punch Man is to make fun of Goku.
But One Punch Man is completely comedic. It's on the ball, like, just for laughs.
And it's literally parodying it.
It's parodied. Yeah, it's a parody. It's like, no. I got a great comparison. Drop any Toony character like Looney Tunes in any superhero universe. They will be an immortal god. You know why? Because they never die.
Yeah, they never die.
Bullet wounds, getting squished, everything imaginable. They get squished, stretched, burnt. They don't die. So, like...
I actually think that there's a character like that in Batman,
like, though. Literally, Superman would lose to Bugs Bunny if you literally wanted to put comedic characters versus each other.
I'm pretty sure that they're an actual character in DC.
What? Looney Tunes?
I'm pretty sure.
They are.
not the actual...
No, there's like... No, there's like a cartoony character in that universe, and they're like a deity.
I remember... I think there's a... Batman has a villain that's literally like his fan... And he's not from the dimension. He's from, like, another dimension. So he literally can't die. And the only way Batman gets rid of him is, like, I think, like, tricking him into leaving or something.
Yeah, tricking him that he's a loser. And he, like, cries about it.
Anyways, we got way off topic. What were we talking about? We're talking about Moon Knight.
We're talking about Moon Knight, and we talking about comparisons. And that's how we got off topic. Oh, it's because I said that you dropped Moon Knight in DC World.
Oh, that he would just wreck?
He would just wreck stuff.
Well, actually... All of the fucking DC villains would die in their universe of Marvel. Because, there's so many superheroes in Marvel that are, like, around.
There's too many. Like, so it's like, there's so many heroes in Marvel and not a lot of villains. But in DC, there's a lot of villains, but a little amount of heroes.
Well, no. So in DC, there's a lot of fucked up villains that would kill people. But a lot of the heroes in DC are morally right. While Marvel literally has, like, heroes that kill people. Like, well, they're not even heroes. There's just people that run around killing villains. Like, you got the Punisher. I think Ghost Rider kills people. Like, there's a bunch of superheroes that fucking just kill people.
Yeah.
And they're running around. And they don't, for instance, like, the Joker. If the Joker was in Marvel, he would be dead, like, before he even does his joke.
Because the Punisher would just kill them, yeah. Well, the only one that I feel like that would work in the Marvel Universe would be Bane, Killer Croc, what is another one? Cheetah, the Cheetah Girl, and then, what was it? Mantis Ray?
Black Manta?
Yeah, Black Manta. Black Manta,
No, I think Black Manta would die. I just remember Namor is the Aquaman of their
universe. Oh, shit. Yeah, but he also helps.
He's good and sometimes bad.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Namor would probably kill him. Yeah,
he would probably kill him. A lot of the superheroes in Marvel.
I think King Shark would be fine.
Yeah.
King Shark would definitely be fine.
Yeah, for sure.
Apocalypse would be fine.
There's already an Apocalypse in Marvel.
What's another villain? Marvel has their DC? Own
villain named Apocalypse. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He's like a mutant god.
Yeah.
He's like the god of like the X-Men or something. Not literally.
Yeah, but like Apocalypse is an alien. So he's not part of the genome.
Oh, you mean the DC one?
Yes.
Yeah, the DC one's like an alien.
Another character from DC that's a good villain?
I think that my microphone might be a little too low compared to yours. I'll just raise it up a bit.
Shut up. So like, anyways, DC villains.
Yeah? DC villains?
Poison Ivy would be fine.
Poison Ivy?
Catwoman would be fine.
Well, those are just thieves. And there's literally...
Yeah, those are just regular thieves, that's why.
But the ones that you mentioned...
Like Bane, Croc, King Shark.
Okay, so like the one you just mentioned, Catwoman, right?
She'd get attacked by Spider-Man and die.
Well, no, there's already a Catwoman in Marvel who's a
Black Canary.
No, Black Canary is a DC superhero. I think her name is Black Cat.
Black Cat?
Yeah, she's literally like...
Catwoman. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they already have a Catwoman character. Yeah.
She literally is the exact same.
Yeah, I think that's it.
But I'm just saying, like, a lot of the main villains in DC probably wouldn't live through Marvel.
Marvel, yeah. Because they would have a short lifespan. Yeah. Like, Two-Face would have been dead already. So would the Penguin. Well, most of the villains for Batman would die.
Yeah, because most of them are serial killers.
Yeah.
And Batman doesn't kill them. He just, like, puts them away because they need, like, mental health or something.
I think the villains for Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman kills people.
Yeah.
She kills people, dude. The ones, and the most of her villains are gods. Those are the ones that she can't kill.
I think,
they literally can't die.
Superman's villains would probably die. Or were they?
No, I don't think Superman's villains would die. No.
I think, you sure?
Dude, Superman's villains are just too powerful to die. If any one of Superman's villains, like Apocalypse or fucking General Zod, or any of those motherfuckers go to the fucking Marvel Universe, they would have to get decked by, like, all of the Superman clones or whatever. It would be a Marvel event. It would be Infinity Gauntlet Part 2 or some shit like that.
I think...
You know what I mean? Like,
I think... Who's the guy that always tries to kill Superman?
General Zod, right?
No, the bald guy.
Oh, Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Lex Luthor, yeah.
Well, Lex Luthor would not die. Because Lex Luthor is literally like Dr. Doom. He's just an incredibly intelligent person who every time, like, they know that he's up to something, but they can't do anything because, first of all, you have no legal proof that he's doing anything. He's literally so smart that he makes sure that there's
just no connection. So he's just Dr. Doom combined with Iron Man.
He's pretty much, yeah, that he is literally, well, Dr. Doom is like Iron Man. He has a fucking Iron Man suit. Okay. But yeah, he's pretty much like Dr. Doom. So I think he would be fine in Marvel Universe. They would be able to not get it. He would make his own country just like Dr. Doom, be fucking and have an alliance with Dr. Doom, and then have some kind of fucking evil fucking alliance now, and then would split
the
world.
I think, for
all I know,
I think there's like, I think like the iconic ones that people always remember in DC is always the Batman villains.
Well, that's because DC has been sucking Batman's dick for the past, like, 20 years. Maybe even more than that. They haven't done... Like, I heard that there wasn't a good Superman story since Kingdom Come. And I don't even... When was Kingdom Come made?
How is Aquaman doing? That's what we really need to know, because I want to go to the ocean.
All right, I'm going
to
look up Kingdom Come, the release date. It was released? No, damn it. They made a video game called Kingdom Come, and it's not related.
That
was the last great Superman story, and they haven't done anything with Superman since. And then from then on, Batman has been the poster child for DC since forever.
And on another note, like, back to Moon Knight. Right. So speaking of Batman, reminds me of Moon Knight.
Yeah, fuck you, Batman.
I think... I like how they showed off the afterlife. Like, they explained how that works.
That was fucking awesome. Like, the fact that, depending on your beliefs, there's a different afterlife for you. Moon Knight is... He's gonna have to... When he dies, he's gonna go to the Egyptian afterlife because he accepted Khonshu as his... Because he accepted the avatar of Khonshu, he has now basically been accepted into the Egyptian pantheon or whatever. And when he dies, he's going to go to the Egyptian afterlife.
Which is pretty cool. But have to get there, like, they showed, like, it's pretty cool. Like, you had to go reevaluate, like, life instances. And like how, like, in his reality that he formed for the afterlife of hell, it's like a psych ward because he thinks he's crazy.
Yeah. So we got to get this out of the way. In the show Moon Knight, they clearly show two personalities. Mark Spector, which is the main personality, and Stephen Grant, his secondary personality. Mark Spector was the original person. He is the original person. And then when he started getting abused, he created a split personality, which was Stephen Grant, which was his innocent self. The one that was more kind and kind-hearted, and which he wanted to save. He didn't want his kindness to, like, disappear or whatever. So he every time anything bad was going to happen, like him getting beat by his mom or whatever, he would switch to his the Mark Spector personality and hide the Stephen Grant one. Which is why he doesn't know what's going on in the show when you first start, cuz you're going through it through Stephen Grant's personality. He is your narrator of the show for the first episode. Which I fucking loved how they did that, because it added so much mystery. And the way they were, the way they showed his different personalities would talk to him through like their reflections and stuff. They would be doing other things. That was very cool. But they started hinting out, I think, pretty fairly. Well, the show's pretty short, and it's short. But I think like when like the third or fourth episode, they started hinting to the third personality. That's like the darkest one.
Yeah, which I like a lot. And they did showcase it.
It's funny as shit too.
Right at the end.
No, because in the asylum scene. All right, so in the asylum scene, right? Mark Spector's running around. He sees a sarcophagus. He opens it, and Stephen Grant was in it. Then they're both talking to each other, like, we gotta escape, we gotta get out of here, like, this place is crazy. And they pass a door, and in that door, there's a third sarcophagus, and it's, like, shaking, like, somebody's trying to get out. And they were just, like, they were scared, and they didn't know what it was, and they just ignored it and walked past. And I'm like, that was the first hint of the third personality.
They did show hints of it.
They showed hints
of it. Even for that.
Yeah.
And it was when... And, like, one of them would black out, and then there'd be a bunch of, like, bodies on the ground everywhere, like...
Yeah, he would kill everybody.
Yeah. And they're like, you done this!
And neither of his personalities would know what happened.
Yeah, nobody knew what happened.
So, all right, so, in the show, Mark Spector made this deal or whatever. He wanted to get out of the deal with Khonshu. He wanted to get out of it, but he was scared that Khonshu was going to use his girlfriend as the next avatar, so he didn't... So he was, like, making sure that after this, whatever that he's helping Khonshu with, Khonshu was going to release him and not take over his girlfriend. But at the end of the whole show, should I talk about the other stuff before I say the end?
Talk about the other stuff.
Okay. So the whole show is about... Okay, so...
It's about Khonshu and Moon Knight.
Yeah, it's about... I was going to say... All right, so...
Khonshu, Moon Knight, and his girlfriend.
I think I have to explain the fact that Khonshu is the god of the night. And his purpose in their universe is that he protects the travelers of the night, and he's also the god of vengeance. So, like, robbers, people who are murderers that kill at night, he would be the god that would get vengeance for the people that were killed. He would get vengeance for you with his avatar that's basically Batman, right? So that's what Moon Knight does. Like, let's say you were killed at night by this guy. When your soul goes to the afterlife, you would talk to Khonshu and, like, beg him to, like, get revenge for you. And then Khonshu would send his avatar to go kill that guy for you. That's usually how it goes. But in the Moon Knight TV show, there was a rogue Egyptian god that wanted to judge people before they did actions in, like, a Minority Report type style and kill them all and send their souls to hell. Early before they even commit crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because gods can see forward and backwards into the future. They already know everything because they're omnipotent or whatever. Obviously, Khonshu sees that as a fucked up thing because he wants to keep people to keep the ability to choose. To choose to do the right thing, to choose to do the wrong thing. And that only then, when they commit a wrongful act, would he judge you. So Khonshu's completely against what this other god is trying to do. This other god's name is Amet. And the whole show revolves around this one guy is trying to resurrect Amet, the goddess Amet, who has been trapped by the other Egyptian gods for her crimes. He's trying to bring her back so he could, so she could judge everyone and bring peace to the world or whatever, because there's not going to be any crime. So that's what Moon Knight was trying to do. And he made a deal with Khonshu that after he helps him with this mission, that he would be released.
Yeah.
So that's what we get. That's what the story is. That's what the story is about.
But on that journey there, it's just like all great action scenes. What's the name of the British personality?
Stephen Grant.
When Stephen Grant got introduced to the, like, you know, the whole split personality, the Khonshu thing, mm-hmm. It was really interesting because... He was there, and he wakes up, and he was in the middle. He wakes up in the middle of a heist mission for the fucking scabbard,
Scarab.
Scarab. So it's in the mission to find this compass-like scarab.
Yeah, which was used to find Amet.
It's like Amet. Amet's tomb or something, right?
Yeah, where they...
Where they imprisoned her.
Yeah.
So this guy, never been in action in his life. He never done shit. Yeah. And he's like, what is going on? He's trying to get away from these killers.
Yeah.
And then every time they like grab him or like about to kill him or something, he blacks out and then the other personality takes over. And then he wakes up right afterwards. Like
covered in blood and shit.
Covered in blood. Like he's like phasing out in and out of time. That doesn't understand. That was interesting because then they show you how bad his split personality is, right?
Yeah.
That to the point where he doesn't even know what's going on once one of them take over. They do this thing where if he gets near mirrors, like this character gets near mirrors, he would see the other personality speak through the mirror.
Yeah. That's like how they communicate.
Yeah, that's how they communicate. But it's also, it was kind of creepy at first because like in the first episodes or second episode, I think, he'd be like walking around in the dark or something and he'll see a mirror and he'll walk away from the mirror and the mirror's still staring at him or like moving around.
Dude, it was okay, so the first few episodes were done so weird and like a really like, I didn't think that they would direct it like that with like cinematography because it was done in like a really mysterious, like thriller type of way. That I just didn't see coming from, like, Marvel or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
Like, the fact that, like, him phasing in and out of, like, memory. It was kind of like Memento or some shit. It was really weird. What was I going to say? So Khonshu, right? What did you think of the god himself, bro? Khonshu is fucking hilarious in this show.
They did implement him well.
Bro.
Very comedic.
Okay, so, like, the fact that when Steven Grant first sees Khonshu, he literally just thinks that he's getting chased by a monster.
Oh, yeah.
And Khonshu's like, where are you going, you idiot? Get back here. Like, dude, Khonshu is just pissed. She's like, bro, you need to finish the mission. What are you doing here? Let Mark do this. And he's just like, what do you mean? Like, he doesn't know what's going on. He didn't even know he had another personality, right? Steven Grant thought he was the only person in his body. He didn't think he had a split personality. But, like, I just thought it was so funny that Khonshu's just like, you, the fucking idiot one is here.
He called him a parasite. He called him a parasite, like, just floating in his head, eating up.
Yeah, wasted space.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Which I thought it was so funny. Oh, another thing I think we forgot to mention. So, Mark Spector, right? When he summons the Moon Knight powers, or he summons the powers of Khonshu, he creates this magical body of armor that, like, is his costume. For Mark Spector, it's the traditional Moon Knight costume with like the cape and a cowl.
Keeping cowl.
All white. But for Steven Grant, it's the Mr. Knight costume.
Yeah, he has a little stitched up mask and suit.
Yeah, he has the all white suit with the mask. I love the Mr. Knight costume, by the way. And it would transition when they would flip personalities. I thought that was so cool. Like I said, Khonshu was so funny at first. Like, when he would say this stuff to Steven, he's like, you're a fucking useless piece of shit. You can't do anything. But, like, after he dies, you're going to see this coming. By the way, the fuck are you listening to my podcast if you didn't expect spoilers or whatever, right? But anyways, Moon Knight eventually will get killed trying to stop the Met guy. And they go to the afterlife, and then Mark Spector and Steven Grant talk about their lives, and then they eventually know everything, and they come to terms that they're a split personality or whatever. And then Steven Grant has all the memories of Mark Spector, and then he knows like kung fu and can fight and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they have like this crazy scene at the end where they're like trying to stop the villain. His girlfriend becomes the avatar for another goddess.
Oh yeah. So the god of like the god that traverses the dead people to like the afterlife.
Yeah.
She makes a deal with Mark's girlfriend and she becomes a guardian as well.
Yeah.
Which she basically has similar powers to what is that one dude that flies around? Hawkman?
No,
not Hawkman. The dude that became the new Captain America.
Oh, the Falcon.
Yeah, she literally has Egyptian versions of the falcon wings.
Yeah, and like swords that she can pull out.
But she also has dual swords.
Honestly, though, to me, she just looked like Wonder Woman. She had Wonder Woman's strength, and yeah, she was just like Egyptian Wonder Woman.
Immune to bullets.
Yeah, and immune to bullets.
Immune to bullets. And then, I don't know, but that third personality looking pretty nice. Every time he blacks out, everyone's instantly murdered.
Okay, so they were keeping the third personality as, like, very hush-hush up until the end. So, at the end, which... Okay, we gotta talk about this. All right. So, Moon Knight is losing the fight against the villain. And he, like, stopped his girlfriend, like, trapped her so she couldn't move her wings, so she couldn't help him. And then he just whips the floor off with him. And he's about to suck out his soul with his, like, magic staff. And fucking Mark Spector looks in the background. And you see, like, the giant god version of Amet and the giant god version of Khonshu fighting. And Khonshu's losing. And you see Amet, like, about to stab Khonshu. And you're like, yo, what the fuck is going on? And then,
oh, like, yeah. And yeah, then, they had a kaiju dogfight with, like, the gods.
We got to talk about the special effects that they used for Khonshu and, like, the other gods was amazing. Because, like, you didn't really think that they were going to go full magician, animal, hybrid, human thing on this show. But, like, they do. The fucking Amet is an alligator woman. She looks super realistic. It looks so fucking weird. The goddess that his girlfriend gets a contract with is like goddess, a hippo.
Yeah, it's like a weird hippo woman.
Dude, she's cool as shit. But yeah, it's so weird.
She's super bubbly, even though she's like
traverses the. Dude, it's so weird seeing that. It was so realistic looking. It was so freaky. But yeah, there's a giant kaiju god fight going on in the background while Mark is fighting the villain.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Ending.
And it was so fucking cool. It was the coolest shit to see. If you're gonna watch, if you don't, you should watch the show just for that kaiju fight alone. But at the end, right, he's just about to fucking get his soul sucked by the villain. And they do, like, this transition when he, like, uncontrollably is switching personalities where it looks like he's having, like, an aneurysm or something. Right?
Yeah.
He's, like, shaking and his, like...
Eyes roll back.
Yeah, his eyes roll back and, like, maybe sometimes his nose bleeds. And that happened at the end. And I was like, wait, what just happened? And then he wakes up and the villain is, like, on the floor and he has, like, an axe pointed at his head. Everybody around him is dead. And his girlfriend's like, what the fuck just happened? And then that's when he realizes, like, yo, I have a third personality. Because, well, actually, no, he still doesn't.
He doesn't know. He just blacked out again.
Yeah, he still doesn't realize it. I said he realized he has a third. He hasn't realized it. But now they're definitely sure that something else is going on. Because they realize he asked Stephen Grant. Stephen Grant said, I didn't do anything. And then he knows that he didn't do anything. So now he's like, what the fuck just happened? But whatever. They had to keep moving to stop the fucking villain, right? So they just kept going. They fucking do a ritual to trap the creature. And then fucking Khonshu's like, kill him! Kill the villain! You need to kill him! And then he's like, but what did they do? Like, they haven't done anything yet. Like, I don't think we should just kill them because you're telling me to. Because you're acting just like she was. So he decides to leave the villain alive. And they put him in an insane asylum. And Mark Spector looks at fucking Khonshu and is like, well, I completed my promise. I finished my mission. You need to release us. But he says us, and he's talking about Mark Spector and Stephen Grant. So I was like, okay, so he said release us, right? And Khonshu said yes. And then he didn't realize he had a third personality. The third personality never fucking agreed. So he's still Khonshu's bitch. And at the end of the show, they show this in the secret ending. They show the fucking the villain. He's in the insane asylum being crazy. And he gets, like, taken away. And then he goes into this, like, limo, which, by the way, I was so hyped to see Khonshu in the fucking suit. And then, like, bro, when they fucking, like, he gets in the suit, in the limo, and he's like, well, what are you doing here, Khonshu? You can't do anything to me. And then he's like, bro, Mark Spector really thought that I was going to change change my avatar to be his girlfriend. When I found the best avatar ever. And then the window rolls down. And there's Mark Spector. And he's just like, you dead, bitch. And he shoots the villain. I was like, yo. What the fuck, man?
Is his third personality. His third personality speaks Spanish or something?
Yeah, it was like
Spanish. Yeah, it was Spanish. Yeah. Bro.
Dude, that shit was so fucking cool. What the
fuck
is shit? And dude, the fact that I got to see Khonshu in his fucking swagged out outfit.
Oh, yeah. Bro, Khonshu. Entire movie wearing mummy robes.
Right.
Right at the end, bro, he's wearing fly ass white suit.
Yeah, like he's Mr. Knight.
White. Yeah.
And he's doing his iconic, like, thinking pose, too. Like, he does this, like, thing where he got all his fingertips together and he's doing, like, this, like, thinking pose. It's so ominous. And he does it at the end to that guy. Basically, like, you have been judged, bro. Death. And then he fucking Mark Spector shoots him. Well, not Mark Spector. I guess it's his other personality, James Locke.
Yeah, he says his name. He says his name.
James Locke.
James Locke.
Bro, I was so blown, dude. I mean, we saw this coming, but, like, it was still cool as shit, and it makes perfect sense. I was like, we talked about.
He was taxiing too.
He was taxiing, which in the comic books, that third personality is a taxi driver. But, like, what I think is crazy. All right, let's. I think I forgot to mention this in the comic books. Mark Spector is the personality that's a mercenary. Stephen Grant is the personality that's a millionaire and is the detective part of himself. And then James Locke is a cab driver personality. And I guess he's like the stealth guy or something.
He's an assassin type.
Yeah, he's like the assassin type. So I don't know if they're doing this in the Marvel version, but like we said earlier, the comic book version of Khonshu has different personalities. I feel like he legit was looking for a person like Mark Spector because it has all the different personalities are like in a way representing all his different phases of the moon.
Yeah.
So this is awesome. And the fact that, like we already said, Moon Knight can't die. Like, there's a lot of cool shit that happens with Moon Knight that, like, in the comic books that I would fucking love to see, like, happen in the Avengers or whatever.
I can't wait. I kind of mad how they killed off Taskmaster.
Dude, that is not Taskmaster.
Bro. Yeah, it's not Taskmaster. But I want Taskmaster to fight Moon Knight. It would be funny.
Well, we already know that Taskmaster can't.
Yeah, I know. I just like to see him.
You just want
to
see that scene happen again where Taskmaster goes, bro, I ain't fighting Moon Knight. That got crazy.
Yep.
Dude, man, that show was... It ended really good. And it's funny because I legit was thinking like halfway through. Or no, not halfway through. When I saw the ending. And this is before the secret ending. I was thinking like, what is going on? Like, no way they just ended it like that.
Yeah.
I was wondering what the fuck was going on with the asylum because they kept cutting back to it. And then I realized that it was all like the villain was just going nuts in the insane asylum and was imagining himself as like a doctor or whatever. Man.
Yep. All right, we're going to end it here.
Yeah, until next time, guys. Definitely check out Moon Knight if you haven't. If our spoilers haven't made you not want to watch it.
Well, they actually rebooted his first ever issue with Werewolf by Night.